These my dad's making it hurt. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Julian Always Podcast. And I have another hot take movie review for you guys. And this time it is M. Night Shyamalan's Knock at the Cabin. And hot take, it wasn't as bad as I assumed. However, it wasn't that great either. As you guys know, the plot follows a same-sex couple with their daughter going to a remote cabin just for a weekend getaway when four mysterious people show up telling them that they must sacrifice someone from their family to prevent the apocalypse. Now, I gotta be honest, I haven't read the books that is based on, or the book that is based on, or attempted to read a SparkNotes summary of it, so I won't be discussing the book and it, comparing it to the movie. I'm just only gonna compare the movie, so just forewarning you before you continue reading this or listening to this hot take. So, I'm going to say, like I said, the movie was overall good. It was enjoyable. Would I watch it again? Probably not, but it was okay. One of my highlights, though, I will say, was Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista is a really great character actor, I call him, meaning if you just give him a character that he can base on that's not a lead, he does a really great job. And Dave does a really good job of being with, I would say, one of the characters in this film. He plays Leonard, and basically him and three others are just trying to stop the apocalypse from happening. He does a great job of trying to explain it, de-escalate everybody from everything that's going on with all the high stress that's going on in this situation. So he does a great job doing that. In addition, Jonathan Groff from Hamilton and Britt Ulrich also bring really great jobs as a couple of Eric and Andrew. They do a great job of showing the history of their relationship and how it's blossomed to where it is now. I really enjoyed that, and it was really good. I really like that. Now, I'm going to say this. There were three main things I was disappointed about. The first two was just Rupert Grint and then Kristen Kui, the two actors, Rupert Grint, who was Redmond, and Kristen Kui, who's the kid, her name is Wynn. You guys know Rupert. I don't have to do any introductions for him from being Ronald in the Harry Potter franchise. He just was very underused. I can't explain more than that, but I just wish that they gave him more to chew on in this film. He gets some great moments, but it just doesn't, I don't get enough of him. And that's one of my issues. And Kristen, I love her for most of the part of the movie. It just seems like they only used her as a vessel just to drive the story forward. And that's pretty much it for her character. I wish they could have done more to expand it besides just being a friend of Dave Bautista in the beginning of the movie. But that's really it. And finally, the last thing I gotta say that was my problem with this movie is I was waiting on a twist, and spoiler alert, it didn't come. It really did come. Like, it does great building up to a twist that you're expecting to happen, and then when you expect the twist to happen, it never did. And the guy who has made The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, Split, you would assume M. Night Shyamalan would have given you a twist, right? And the movie just ends. Like, nothing happens. Just ends, and we're supposed to be okay with this. I'm sorry, M. Night Shyamalan. I am not okay with this. I'm not. So, overall, I wasn't mad with my experience with Knock at the Cabin, but I wasn't blown away or, like, left with any lingering conversations for the movie. It was just there. And for that, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to have to give this movie 3 out of 5 stars. What's that? Like, if you want to watch it, you can. If you don't, no harm, no foul. But tell me what you think. Tell me what you thought about this movie or what other movies you'd like to hear from my hot take movies. Just leave a comment or please email us at the Julian Owens Podcast and just tell us what you think. But after all, thank you for tuning in and we'll catch you guys next time.